This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. The Walsh administration is searching for a new city director of health and human services. The embattled director, Felix Arroyo, was fired yesterday following allegations of inappropriate sexual comments and touching by a subordinate. We're joined now by Boston attorney, former longtime Boston city councilor, and political analyst Larry DeCara to talk about the situation. Good morning, Larry, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So Felix Arroyo has been under the gun for some time now with these allegations hanging over him. I suppose on one hand you couldn't say this firing is unexpected.
It's not a big surprise. I think he was suspended about a month ago. I anticipate the Walsh administration had a very thorough investigation and then decided, as most employers would, if these facts are correct, to dismiss him.
Has a strong message been sent here that there's no tolerance for sexual harassment in City Hall, or what message do you think Mayor Walsh is trying to send?
I think that the message from Mayor Walsh is, without regard to how high up one might be on the latter, that there is no tolerance whatsoever, nor is there in the workplace generally in this country in the current time.
Well, talk a bit about Felix Arroyo, if we would. He had been a rising star, two-term Boston City Councilor, one-time mayoral candidate, in a prominent cabinet post.
Absolutely. Very high visibility, high energy, definitely had a great political future, decided to endorse Marty Walsh in the mayoral election after the preliminary 4 years ago. Most thought did a decent job with this position, but it's all in jeopardy today.
We should say that Arroyo claims the allegations against him are baseless and retaliatory, and he has not had his day in court, so to speak, yet.
I believe there's a complaint filed against him at the Mass Commission Against Discrimination. I think that's the forum where this may be heard, and he certainly will have his day to be heard. But I expect, just knowing what I do, that this was not a decision made lightly. They had the preponderance of the facts in front of them, and I think the mayor did the right thing.
This is not the first controversy to face Mayor Walsh and the Walsh administration. What are the ramifications?
I think they're relatively limited. Those of us who've been around a long time remember that Curley ran for re-election after spending 5 months in jail and almost succeeded. That Kevin White in 75, when the city was on its knees, beat Joe Timulty despite all sorts of allegations and controversies. And I expect Marty Walsh is in very good shape politically. And I think that from a crass point of view of politics, he would have been in bad shape had he not made this move.
So even though he stands for re-election very soon and he's in a campaign, you don't think there's much political downside to this for him?
Not very much at all. The city's in good shape. People are employed. Taxes are, relatively speaking, low. Crime is the lowest of any major city in the country. Those are the really important issues when people go to vote. And they just settled the teachers' contract, so there will not be any labor disruption this fall. Nothing is more disruptive to a city than a teacher's strike at the beginning of the school year. So I tend to think he's in good shape. There's always a few bumps in the road, but compared to what other mayors have gone through, these are minor.
Larry DeCara, longtime WBUR political analyst, former Boston city councilor, and current attorney with the Boston firm Nixon Peabody. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Great, Bob. Have a good day.